I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 18th. Quincy Public School students will have the option of returning to class full-time by the end of the month. Officials say they will welcome grades 4 through 11 this month and are working on getting kindergartners back in April. Grades 1 through 3 and 12th graders already have the option of being back in the classroom full-time. Students will be spaced 3 feet apart in the classroom and 6 feet apart during lunch. Remote learning will still be an option through the end of the school year. At the same time, Quincy Public School teachers and staff are able to get a COVID-19 vaccine from Manatt Community Health Center. And pool testing is also continuing for students, teachers, and staff to identify any transmission of COVID-19. 32 students and 9 staff members have recently tested positive for the virus. 12 of the students were enrolled in full in-person learning. 11 were fully remote. 9 were hybrid. Officials say there is no evidence of in-school transmission. Asian American leaders in Massachusetts are calling for a hate crime investigation after a white gunman killed 8 people, most of them women of Asian descent, at 3 Atlanta area massage parlors on Tuesday night. The Massachusetts House Asian Caucus released a statement saying their community is heartbroken. Governor Baker said he was deeply saddened by the violence. Other Boston leaders also condemned the attack. Here in Quincy, city leaders will be holding a forum on anti-Asian racism next week amid a rise of reported hate crimes and discrimination tied to the pandemic. The virtual forum will take place at 7 p.m. March 23rd and be hosted by Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey, State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy, Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan, Quincy Asian Resources Executive Director Philip Chong, and others. Every resident aged 16 and older in Massachusetts will be eligible for a COVID vaccine starting April 19th. Governor Baker released a schedule for all remaining groups yesterday. On March 22nd, residents 60 and older and certain workers are eligible. April 5th, residents 55 plus and residents with one certain medical condition. And April 19th, Patriots Day, the general public ages 16 of age and older. President Biden has challenged states to make all adults eligible for the vaccine by May 1st. The Heinz Convention Center in Boston will open as the state's newest mass vaccination center today. That move comes as part of a plan to close the Fenway Park site before Red Sox season begins. The last day Fenway will offer vaccines will be March 27th. CIC Health, which operates mass vaccination sites around Massachusetts, will start with a soft launch at the Heinz today. The official launch is next Monday. The two sites will be both open for several weeks before Fenway closes. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be administered at Heinz, but CIC said that could change at a later date, depending on state's distribution plan. Initially, the site will have capacity for 500 daily appointments before increasing to 1,000 next week and eventually 9,000 per day. The site will be open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, starting March 22nd, by appointment. Authorities are looking to identify a person of interest and 4 arsons and a burglary that occurred around the same time in Brockton early yesterday morning. Just before 1 a.m., a 5-alarm blaze destroyed the old State House building on the Brockton Fairgrounds. The Brockton Deputy Fire Chief says flames moved quickly throughout the building, which was made of brick and dried-out wood. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan said the historic building will have to be torn down. Shortly after that, a brush fire broke out at the junior-senior high school. Officials also responded to a burglary at the Sears at the Westgate Mall and another brush fire at D.W. Fields Park. A 4th fire was discovered at Marciano Stadium, or an item had been reportedly burned on the football field, damaging the artificial turf. The outside fires and burglary are said to be connected. Investigators have released a photo of a person of interest. The MBTA will keep its new orange and red line cars out of service after a derailment on Tuesday. One of the new orange line trains derailed in Medford near Wellington Station. The northbound train was moving at a slow rate of speed and crossing onto the southbound track to avoid a work crew when it derailed. There were about 100 passengers who were quickly taken off the train. No one was injured. Shuttle buses that are currently replacing Orange Line service between Oak Grove and Sullivan Square in both directions will continue for 3 weeks. The T said it will allow workers to replace a decades-old track switch that was damaged during the derailment. The T has been operating 4 new 6-car subway trains on the Orange Line and 1 on the Red Line. Investigators say a 14-year-old was behind the wheel of a pickup truck that went barreling into a two-family home in Brockton yesterday. Officials say the teen lost control of the truck and backed into a ramp attached to the back of the home that it used to enter the first floor of the house. Residents were forced to evacuate. No one was hurt. Further details still unavailable. Dick Hoyt, who pushed his son Rick in a wheelchair for decades in the Boston Marathon, died yesterday at the age of 80. Hoyt had been dealing with health issues recently, died in his sleep. He had pushed his son along the marathon course 32 times, starting in 1981, with the duo becoming one of the race's most recognizable figures over the years. The Boston Athletic Association, which puts on the marathon, released a statement mourning Hoyt's passing, the organization writing that he personified what it meant to be a Boston marathoner during his more than 3 decades of races. James Levine, a conductor whose spectacular musical versatility and vitality and near infallible knowledge of the works he interpreted made him one of the world's most acclaimed orchestra leaders, but who lived to see his legacy blighted by accusations of sexual abuse, died March 9th at his home in Palm Springs, California. He was 77. Levine had been in precarious health for more than a decade, canceling many of his performances after 2008 and undergoing spinal surgery. Even when conducting from wheelchair, he remained a vigorous and indefatigable presence in American cultural life far beyond the opera world. Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association voting to approve an extended postseason tournament for spring sports that will include state semifinal and final rounds. The MIAA Board of Directors met to review spring tournament survey data from school principals and athletic directors. After reviewing the data, the directors approved the proposal. A tournament schedule will be created by an MIAA committee in the future. The tournaments will have to conclude by June 15th. A memorial honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King is set to be unveiled on Boston Common next year. The Boston Arts Commission voted to approve the final design for The Embrace, which features interlocking bronze arms of the Kings. The 22-foot sculpture near the Parkman Bandstand, where Dr. King led a rally and spoke in 1965, invites visitors to gather and enter into the King's embrace. The memorial, a partnership between the city and King Boston, also celebrates King's connection to the area. Years before his iconic 1963 speech at the Lincoln Memorial, Boston was home to a young Martin Luther King Jr. He lived on Mass Ave and studied at BU. It was there where he would earn a PhD in systematic theology and become Dr. King. Boston is also where he met Coretta Scott. King Boston has raised about $12 million for the memorial as of January. Asian Americans were already worn down by a year of pandemic-fueled racist attacks when a white gunman was charged with attacking three Atlanta-area massage parlors and killing eight people, most of them Asian women. Hundreds of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders turned to social media to air their anger, sadness, fear, and hopelessness. The hashtag #StopAsianHate was a top trending topic on Twitter hours after the shootings that happened Tuesday night. Many were also outraged that the suspect, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, wasn't immediately charged with hate crimes. Authorities said Long told police the attack was not racially motivated. He claimed he targeted the spas because of a sex addiction. Six of the seven slain women were identified as Asian. Democrats seem poised to claim victory in the House's first votes this year on immigration. But moving legislation on the divisive issue all the way through Congress to President Biden is an uphill fight. The House will vote today on a bill giving over 2 million young Dreamer immigrants and other full legal status for a chance at citizenship. A second measure would do the same for around 1 million immigrant farm workers. Both seem certain to pass. Americans will be getting extra time to prepare their taxes. The Internal Revenue Service says it's delaying the traditional tax filing deadline from April 15th until May 17th. The IRS announced the decision yesterday and said it would provide further guidance in the coming days. The move provides more breathing room for taxpayers and the IRS alike to cope with changes brought on by the pandemic. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow is up 189, NASDAQ rose 53, the S&P added 11. Global stocks also higher. The Wall Street futures were mixed after the Fed said its key interest rate would be kept near zero through 2023, even as it forecast inflation picking up. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $64 a barrel. Sports. Cleveland beat the Celtics 117-110. The Bruins are in Buffalo tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, rain showers arrive this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. The rain will continue into this evening, the low of 29. Some overnight snowfall, which could accumulate 2 to 4 inches by Friday morning. Highs Friday only in the upper 30s. It'll be milder on Saturday, sunny with a high 50. Plenty of sun on Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light southwesterly wind, and a high tide 3:44 p.m. Sun rising at 6:50, sets at 6:54. So again, afternoon rain and then morning snow tomorrow. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 18th.